Hello.
Hello.
So this is it. This is the last charge of our Charging Around Britain. So far. So it's the last one. We're at Preston. Short run Bamber to Bridge. Yours, but as soon as we get back to his, then there's not much chance that we're going to get be able to do it because kids and stuff. So, did you check how many miles we've done? We've done many miles. We've done 2,300 and something.
We did 56 on the last one.
We did 56. We're good. We've just about worked out how to use the car.
2,319, and we've got another 20 to do.
So that's not too far off. Really, the only bit that's lower than the.
Every time,
and start up too. So we're only a few miles off the 2,400 that we said. We always said 2,400-ish, so that's close enough. Where to go from there? You can tell we've planned this really well. Where to go from there? Well, we've survived. We haven't fallen out with each other.
No.
We've made it all the way round. We've not been on the back of a breakdown lorry.
No.
Which is a huge plus.
The lowest we got down to was 10 miles, 10%.
And the lowest... We were never actually had further to go than... We never had less range than the distance to go.
No, we...
We got, I mean, it was. It's been parity. Yeah. It's been the same. But in the end, thanks to geography and stuff, we've managed to avoid that. And also just changing our driving when it got like that. We've managed to avoid that. So is it possible to get right around the UK in an electric vehicle in a week?
No.
No, because we missed out.
Wales?
Yeah.
We couldn't go to Land's End.
True. Norfolk, lowest off and stuff.
Norfolk, forget that. And we didn't go completely all the way around Scotland. We did a big chunk of it.
Yeah.
And we haven't hugged the coast of the northwest of England either, but we've gone pretty good. Because today, the Lake District seems to be full of idiots in cars.
Yes. Well, it just seems to be full. As the Lake District gets, on a sunny Saturday afternoon, it was just busy. So it was mobbed. I mean, it took us 25 minutes or something to get into Kendal, and I didn't see a whiff of mint cake.
No, you didn't.
In there. So that took time. So no, it isn't. Is it possible to drive long distances in the UK in an electric car?
Absolutely.
In a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're on motorways and stuff, it is absolutely a piece of cake.
Yeah.
You can easily do a large mileage in a day. You could easily do a large mileage in a day.
We met our friend.
Well, yeah, we met a chap who does do that quite a lot. He'd driven from Bexhill-on-Sea.
And we met him in Perth.
And we met him in Perth, yeah. We met him at Broxton, just at the Broxton Park and Ride at Perth. It is. Is it difficult to do it? No. Is charging a hassle? No.
The actual charging itself, no. It's easy to plug in. It's usually easy to park up.
Mm-hmm.
The parking spaces are normally well marked. They're normally fairly easy to spot.
People don't tend to block them, certainly. None of the ones we've used. The only exception being one that was one of these ultra chargers that was so new, there wasn't actually any line saying EV parking only.
Yeah, and we could park just about there.
It's just that our parking looked more ridiculous than their parking.
And if we'd gone in and asked, they wouldn't move.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So for daily use with an electric car?
Oh.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the same here too. I mean,
It's confirmed a suspicion that we had.
Yeah.
And the suspicion was that an electric vehicle actually makes a lot of sense for a lot of people in this country, but they don't think it does, or they don't know it.
No, or they're scared. I mean, and the other thing is, absolutely. I was going to say the other thing is, you don't find out in a couple of hours whether or not it's going to work for you.
No, you do need long-term tests. And this is something I haven't actually looked into, but I wonder whether the manufacturers give people long-term tests in them.
Some of them do.
Okay.
I know that even when I was doing some work for Nissan, I knew that they would lend a leaf to anyone who wanted one over a weekend. To say, well, look, try this and see if it's going to work as your company car. And you'll never guess what. Just about everyone who tried one then took one as a company car.
Yeah.
Because it made, well, for them on the employee schemes and stuff, it makes a lot of sense, an awful lot of sense.
To be consistent then, what have we done today, route-wise?
So, to be consistent of what we've done today, it has been Glasgow...
Fully charged.
Oh, Glasgow, yeah, fully charged, first thing in Glasgow today. And then from Glasgow, we went down via kind of Kilmarnocky Way to Dumfries.
Yep.
Where we charged and had a coffee.
Yep.
And then we went from Dumfries to Kendal.
Mm-hmm.
Where we just plugged it in and went and grabbed a sandwich for lunch. And then had a wee wander. And then from Kendal to Blackpool. To get to Kendal, we went right over Shap and all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, well, now you know why I was shaking my head at Blackpool.
Oh, yeah, but I've been there, ticked, done it. And okay, everyone's good, always yes. said to me,
and we never need to go again.
You called Alan Bradley, you've never been to Blackpool. So I've heard that for a long, long time. And as a result, I've always kind of wanted to go to Blackpool. And this was a bit of an excuse. So Blackpool and its general cheesy awfulness. And then from Blackpool to Preston, trying to avoid the... the motorway, the M6, as much as possible. I'm about to go from Preston to Ormskirk again, avoiding the motorway by 20 miles.
Yep.
So, what are we doing tomorrow?
I'm not doing any driving.
I am. I'm driving home. I'm driving to Warren, from yours to Warrington this evening, and then I shall drive the rest of the way down the road tomorrow. And it's great. Because one
laughing,
of the things...
Laughing at the range and the distance you have to do.
Yeah, well, there is that. Monday, I'm not doing any driving anywhere of any form. This will get parked outside and collected on Monday. Speaking of range and distances, we're getting about half as much, about 50% more per charge than we were at the start of the week.
Yes.
Easily. And at the start of the week, we're being really careful. We've come down the road, sitting at 70 on the motorway. We've had the aircon on because it's a lovely sunny day and I'm baking right now.
Yes.
And you're still dressed for Glasgow. And so we're doing that. We're driving far more normally than we were at the start of the week.
Yeah.
We've kind of got the technique with the regen and stuff. And we're getting 50% more range. So we're consistently getting 120, 130 miles. Range, and that's including stuff like, as I say, sitting at 70 on the motorway for 20 miles, climbing Shap on the A6,
yep,
and all that kind of thing. So you know, it's not, yeah.
But we've adapted our driving style, but mm-hmm. we've not had to change the way we thought about using the car.
This is true. Yeah, and that happens with any car. Anytime I get a new car, then it always takes me a little while to adapt my driving style. To
Which is another underlining thing of manufacturers loaning an electric vehicle to prospective buyers for a longer time.
Yeah.
Than a couple of hours, because you won't get it. I mean, it took us a couple of days, and listening to a few people give us advice get the hang of it. So.
Yeah. The secret isn't to not turn on all the things that look like they're...
It's counterintuitive. You think, I must have all the regen going all the time.
Yeah.
And that actually harms you more in normal driving.
Yeah, definitely by a significant factor. Yeah.
So we need to thank people.
Yes, we do need to thank people. So thanks again to Tom and the folk at ChargeMaster and the Polar Network for their support.
Polar Network behind charging us. Right now. Charging. Very
you
quickly.
You can possibly hear the whirring.
Very quickly. It's the quietest. So if you are podcasting... Mm-hmm. This is the charger to use while podcasting.
It is, yes, definitely. So that absolutely that. So, Tom, Pod Network, and also to Robin, Tasha, and everyone at Hyundai for loaning us an Ioniq, knowing that we were going to put quite a ridiculous mileage on it in a week. So it is probably one of it's probably just gone to the higher end of the press car fleet, given it arrived with like 1,200 miles on it. And in top spec, so that it was super comfortable for doing this kind of thing. So thank you so much to both of those. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to everyone at home. Thanks to all of you who have chipped in with questions, with thoughts, and stuff. That's been brilliant. Yep. It's given us stuff to talk about. See, a whole week I'm absolutely shattered. To talk about. That's been brilliant. Thanks to Audible as well for being Audible.
Yes.
Thanks.
And to Terry Pratchett. Thank you very much, Terry Pratchett,
for writing audio books. So we've got about 1:26 left of Mate Watch, I think. Yes. And then that's us got through three books over the course of the week.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for interacting with us. Thanks for abusing us.
Are we going to go ahead with our plan for Tuesday night?
Well,
plan for Tuesday night, we're going to probably do...
There'll be a little bit of news. We'll be back to our normal news show. So there's going to be some news that's happened over the last 2 weeks. Amazingly, there will be something.
There is. Well, the scrappage schemes and registration things.
But we'll also be doing a sort of roundup of this as well on the normal podcast.
Once we've had some time to think and actually, you know, come up with some coherent points. And I've got some numbers to add up. Not as many as I should have recorded. That's one of the things that I regret, is not being more organised about recording how many charges... and how much energy per charge.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. So I don't have those. But I've got some other numbers that we can work in. Because the car's quite helpful about that as well.
Yes.
That's it for today, anyway. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to yours, get some dinner, and then I'm going to go to a hotel, have a small drink, and then fall asleep.
I don't blame you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't blame you.
Because I can't sleep in the passenger seat, unlike some other person.
No, I have no problem sleeping in the passenger seat.
No, I've noticed that. I have no problem elbowing you.
Except when you throw it into
a... We haven't fallen out. I'd like to point out, we haven't fallen out, and I don't think we've exchanged cross words. No. We've been a couple of gritted teeth a couple of times, but hey, we've done 2,500 miles together. We've spent constantly in the same place at the same time.
Yep.
So thank you very much for not being a prat. No, it's been good company. It's been great fun. The next one will involve burning dino juice and V12s. Once we've worked out what it is, who we can grovel from, and waited a little bit.
Another road trip would be fun.
It would be fun to do another one. We'll see what we can come up with.
Yeah.
So between now and until the next time, I've been Alan Bradley.
I've been Andrew Clues.
And save motoring.